Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gillespie. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Gillespie. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill McCann. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill McCann. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey bunts towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. McCuskey moves to second. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCuskey scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sierra moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Sierra scores. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly moves to second. Bob Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Philly steals third. Bob Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sierra. Suter reaches second base with a double. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McKen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Callaway moves to third. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sierra hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Bob Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillespie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball into left field. Ceres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guerra moves to third. Suter moves to second. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen is 0-for-1 in the game. McKen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guerra scores. Suter scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost bunts towards the mound. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. McKen moves to second. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McKen moves to third. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. McCuskey moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into right field. Wright picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wright. McKen scores. McCuskey scores. Coleman moves to third. Fain moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coleman scores. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.